Good morning, everyone. I'm still on the election, and I'm going to talk about a few things today. I thought I was going to have a special guest here today, and I planned on having a special guest for November 5th, the Saturday before the election, but it didn't come out. Yesterday, I had planned to attend a program that was put out by OCUR, well, and the San Francisco Foundation, but I'm more familiar with OCUR. Well, anyway, the 21st of October, which was yesterday, at the First Unitarian Church, they were supposed to have a special event pertaining to voting, voter registration, talking about the things that we need to talk about, the propositions, the measures, and all these things. And they had lawyers that were going to be a part of the panel. But I was informed by one of the individuals at OCUR that it was canceled. And it was canceled because the lawyers wanted to attend another particular program that was going on that started yesterday, and it was like going to be for 3 or 4 days. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that program. But they said that the reasoning that they weren't going to attend. Now, the lawyers are the only ones I'm concerned about because I think we need some legal help here in understanding these propositions and measures. Well, anyway, they said that they were attending something else. I'll get into that after the voter registration deadline passes, which is this Monday. Monday is the last day for you to register to vote and be able to vote in the November 8th election. Well, anyway, the lady I talked to at OCUR said that they also had problems trying to get other lawyers to participate in such a program, and they've had a problem. And I've attempted myself, and I figured that they didn't contact me back because they don't know who I am. I'm a nobody, so and it didn't sound like I had any work for them where they were gonna make some money. Well, anyway, you can call OCUR and ask them why they failed the lawyers, and they had a problem getting lawyers, and I told them I had the same problem. The telephone number is area code 510-839-2440. Now, I'll get into what I feel about them canceling there and attending something else. I don't want you to judge that just as yet, but I want to get back into the election stuff. Now, I've done some more research on this grocery tax. This is a big fight here, not only here, but in San Francisco. And you know, Berkeley have already passed a grocery type tax, and then there's some pros and cons pertaining to that. But anyway, basically, what I want to do is, because I'm not going to get deep into the receipts like there should be until after voter registration day and work toward those that are going to vote and see how they think about these things. And then I want you to know, if that proposition or measure HH rather passes, what kind of problems you could possibly have with that extra tax. Now, I told you that I had been collecting receipts, and I have for months now. And I will be going over them. And for those of you that have asked me who watched Soul Beat some years back to bring my math board back out, because years ago I did some basic match teaching in relationship to everyday life, I'll say. And this is also a part of an everyday life, but I can't bring the board out like I did on Soulbeat because I'm on radio, and the people on radio can't see the board. So I'll have to make a decision if I'm going to be showing a board during this time, and if I do, I will be putting that same information on the webpage, the SBFM webpage. I'll let you know in the future. But anyway, I want to talk just briefly about one of the latest receipts I've received, and I noticed something. And I'm not going to get that deep into what the taxes are and all of that stuff. But I want to break down their categories because it was really, after I really looked at this receipt, I'm trying to see if they're trying to tell me something. Well, anyway, they have 7 categories on this receipt where I've purchased from. One is groceries, and then it says dairy, deli, frozen, and then it says produce garden. It says meat. And it says alcohol beverages, which is alcohol beverages. And then it says service deli. And then there's bakery. I bought something from each of these categories. I'm not going to get into everything right now. I want to get into the grocery that they actually label groceries. And I don't know if that means something. So let me tell you what the products were that I bought that's under groceries, and I'll get back later because I'm going to separate that out. I'm going to be separating these categories out because I want to calculate the actual taxes. Okay, now groceries. I bought some A&W root beer. I bought the 7.5-ounce cans. They have some 8 ounces and some 7.5-ounce cans of soda. I had already broken down, soda. Now, we're already receiving a tax on soda. And it looks like an extra tax. In addition, we have that CRV value. Okay? Now, that's 7.5-ounce can. Now, if they're going to charge me 1 cent per ounce, that means I'm going to be paying 7.5 cents more for that one can, 7-ounce can of soda. In addition, I still have to pay that CRV. Now, these are the other items that are under that list that's called groceries. Wheat bread, I got Flay Cheeto Crunch. I got Lay's potato chips. All these are Lay's. I got Lay's potato chips. I got, that looks like another loaf type of bread. Whole wheat, yeah, it costs more. And I got some Oreo cookies. I got sugar in it. I got some Ritz original crackers. I got some mayonnaise. I got some mixed nuts. Now, all of those were under the list groceries. And that's puzzling me. Are they telling me that if we let this groceries tax go through, that we're going to be paying taxes on the rest of the things that's in this groceries category? Okay. Now, it shows with the A&W Root Beer right next to it, it says that it's taxed. They'll put a T next to what is taxed. And I go down where I show you with alcoholic beverages, all of those have a T next to it. And the only other T that's next to it is the soda. We're already being taxed on soda. Okay? Now, they want to raise the taxes. This is what they're telling you. They're not explaining to you that you already pay taxes on soda, whatever the tax rate is, in addition to that CRV. In this case, the CRV was 30 cents. The cans of root beer cost $1.99. Okay? Which also will be taxed at the end down at the bottom. But it looks like they also tax that 30 cents. So not all are you only paying tax for the soda, you're paying tax on the 30 cents. That's okay. And then we're going to pay tax on the CRV value and more tax on top of that. I don't know. Let me do some more research on this. I kind of like it the way this grocery store broke it down and letting us know what areas that they're in. Now, they said I bought 32 items. And I paid a total of $5.98 tax, but my subtotal, which is the total before adding the taxes, was $123.78. Now, I'm going to get back later and talk more about how to calculate your taxes and things because I'm probably going to put that board up and then I'll have it where you can go to the web page and see the actual mathematic breakdown. But we need to really be looking at these measures and propositions and all of this stuff and see how it's going to affect you and your family, the community, or whatever. Also, one of the things that I ran into last week, is that when I asked individuals did they know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, they didn't know. And I also discovered that those that didn't know didn't vote either, didn't even care to know. So I did my best in trying to convince them how important it is for them to get out and register to vote and then get out and vote. And I don't know if they got it or not. I gave them my card. If they have any questions, give me a call and I'll go through it with them. But it is very important for you to understand these things. Now, someone asked me, I'm talking about things that happened during the week. Someone asked me or brought up the Wells Fargo situation. And right after that, I ended up with another Wells Fargo bank problem. Now, I told you, I closed all of my personal as well as business accounts with Wells Fargo some while back. But my mother, who recently passed, still had a Wells Fargo bank, and now I'm dealing with them. Now, my position on Wells Fargo is I suggest you close all your accounts with Wells Fargo and take your money somewhere else because something is going on up in there that's not right. It's already in the public record, so something isn't right. And I don't know, maybe we should think more about credit unions or something. I used to be a part of the credit union when I was a county employee. I was a part of the city and county employees credit union. But they changed their name to something else, credit union. And since then, I have not, because I'm no longer a county employee, which didn't mean I couldn't stay with the bank. What happened is they started closing them. And when they closed the one in Berkeley, I was just too through. I had to go too far in a direction that I don't go to even attend that bank. So I closed that credit union account. But I think maybe we should look into credit unions a little more. I'll do a little more research and get back to you on it. But I think you should look into it to see how maybe credit unions will be a best solution for you as well. But I'm strongly suggesting get away from Wells Fargo, okay? Leave them alone. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the measures that we have going on. Now, measure HH is the one on the groceries. But I want to talk about some of the others. Now, I went over some of them some while back. I went over some that I already had information on. And we need to really be talking about these things. Now, they have measure, what is it? RR, measure A1, and measure C1. RR is pertaining to BART safety and reliability. A1 is pertaining to affordable housing. C1 is dealing with reduces harmful emissions and promotes alternatives to driving. Now, on the reverse side of this, they have elected officials and people who support A1, C1, and RR. Now, one of the ways that you can determine who to vote for if they're up for election is by the way that they're voting for these measures. Now, we have people on here that are not from Oakland that are supporting these measures. Now, what I'll do is give you some names of individuals that are supporting HH and KK. KK is the one that's for the streets, fixing the streets, you know. And when we were on Soul Beats, Finest did a research thing on street repairs in Oakland. And they have a schedule on where they're going to be, you know, and what street, you know, they're going to be repairing and when, what month. Now, I didn't keep up with it to make sure that they were on schedule with their repairing of the streets. The thing that I noticed that disturbed me more is that, and it still does because they're still doing it, that around election time, looked like everybody is scrambling trying to fix somebody's streets in their district because they're up for election. That's the way it looks to me and to a few other people. And I'm hoping that we have enough people to see how this is and do your research. Follow the money. That's what we were doing then on Sobeat, following various different monies. And ever since Sobeat was no longer, I don't know if anybody was following the money. But anyway, I'm going to give you the names of the people in Oakland who support KK and HH and where they are. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 city council persons and an Oakland Unified School District board director. We have Dan Kalb, Lynette Gibson McElhaney, Noel Gallo, Nahandra Imara, Rebecca Kaplan, and those were all city council people. And Jody London, who is the Oakland Unified School District Board of Directors person in District 1, who are saying yes to HH and KK. Now, I received a special handout that was dealing with Rebecca Kaplan, who is basically saying yes to all the measures. I'm not certain if all the measures should be yes. I'm still doing research on that. But anyway, on this particular official voter guide, these individuals in Oakland said yes on HHKK. Regional, they said yes on A1 and C1 and RR. Regional Parks, they're also saying yes on A1, C1, and RR, as well as Regional Transit. That deals with AC Transit and BART. Of course, you know what the parks are, East Bay Regional Park District. They have, you know, Senate people and State Assembly people that are telling you what their positions are on these measures. Now, what I suggest you do is do your research, get your voter ballot, the sample voter ballot, and complete it before you go to the actual polls. Now, like I said, I'm not certain about the soda tax thing. That's the biggest fight we have here. And it appears that we may be taxed on more than just sodas. It's going to be a grocery tax. And then I still have a problem with it going to the general fund. Now, for those of you that don't know what the general funds mean, it means it goes into an account that could be generally used for anything they want to use it for. What we're going to have to make sure we begin to do is follow the money of the general account. We've already had some general account problems in this city. We've also had them at the county, state, and federal levels before in the past years. So we need to follow that money. And for people that don't know how important it is for you to follow the money, you'll find out when you start getting some resistance in getting the information that you need. That'll let you know something must be wrong. You don't want your money to be spent generally. Let me see. Where is that other information I wanted? Just they can spend it on anything. They don't necessarily have to, instead of spending the money on for the soda tax that they're calling it, instead of spending the money on education and medical problems, issues, and things like that, They can spend it on anything. Don't even have anything to do with the education of soul. It's general fund. And that's the way it is. Okay, like I said, Rebecca Kaplan, she's saying yes to everything. And I don't know if that's right, because, like, I'm having a problem with HH. But it shows here that Rebecca Kaplan is saying yes for the police accountability, which is LL, JJ, which is the renter's protection, and then HH is called Healthy Children, KK is called Oakland Infrastructure, A1, Affordable Housing, RR, Safe and Reliable BART, C1, Protect AC Transit Services. Now, I'm not sure about the HH. She's saying yes, and I understand why she's saying, because our children are very important, especially when it comes to health. You know, we have a diabetes problem here, and it's probably stemming from our children eating all that candy and sugar and all of that stuff. And now we got a major issue with diabetes. But the money that's their tax, the money that they're going to get from those taxes is going to be millions of dollars a year. Millions. And you're going to have to weigh that out. Now, we have some propositions that are really in fight with each other. And we're going to have to go into depth on some of these propositions. I've received propaganda from both sides. In this incident, I'm reading the California general election for November 8th, put out by the Budget Watchdogs newsletter, that's talking about a number of propositions. And they're letting you know who they are supporting. Now, what I used to do is call whoever the elected official was that I was going to vote for, and I support whoever they're supporting, made it easier for myself. But I found out that that wasn't a good way, because sometimes, because I didn't even really do the research on it, it came out that sometimes I disagreed with what they were saying. Now, they're saying from this particular campaign, the Budget Watchdogs, they're saying yes on 51. Now, 51 has to do with our schools, relieving classrooms, overcrowding, and it's not supposed to raise the taxes. If you go to yeson51.com, you can find out more. Go to the no on 51, because there's probably someone saying no as well. Now, Proposition 52, they're saying yes on it. Now, this is dealing with Medi-Cal. And it's supposed to prevent the legislator from diverting those funds and keep them for Medi-Cal. Now, for those of you that didn't realize what happened to Medi-Cal, and you're saying negative things about Obama and his health care, I don't like the way it came out either, but I knew he had to do something. Okay? I'm paying for medicine, and I haven't had a prescription in years. But I'm paying for medicine and the monthly thing. I don't forgot which one it is, Medicare, A, B, C, D, F, I don't know. They have me paying all of this stuff, and I have no use for it, but they have to collect those money in order for Medi-Cal, okay? My money is going toward Medi-Cal. For those of you that didn't know, that after Medi-Cal was placed as not an entitlement in that 1996 Responsibility Act, it caused a lot of people to be ineligible for Medi-Cal. So we had a lot of people going around here that had no health care at all. If you got sick, you just had to go to Highland Hospital. There's none of them other hospitals going to take you, whether they're supposed to or not. You had to go to Highland Hospital. Then they, if you are sick, then they will apply for Medi-Cal for you there and all that if you need services. But when Obama changed the healthcare system, he made it that everybody is supposed to be in the system for Medi-Cal, some kind of health insurance. Now, for those of us that they claim have enough money coming in, we're the ones that's going to pay for it, just like taxpayers pay for those. We're the ones that have to pay for it. We've always been. I don't like it, but the only way Obama was going to balance this health care thing out, some of us were going to have to pay for things that we didn't even need. So the best thing I can tell you is that if you want, it says here for the yes voters, I'm going to read what it says on this thing. A yes vote on Prop 52 means California will continue to maximize federal funds available to Medi-Cal and prevents the legislation from diverting those funds. It has to be spent for people on Medi-Cal. Now, that's what the yeses are saying. Now, I don't know the legalese. I'm going to read some of this later on after we do the voter registration so we can talk more about on how we are to vote. Now, they're saying yes on 55, which is dealing with helping our children thrive, classrooms, public schools, and stuff. This is what it says. It maintains current tax rate on the wealthiest Californians, preventing $4 billion in public school cuts, strict accountability requirements, ensure funds for education go to classrooms, not to bureaucracy or administrative costs. You can go to yeson55.com. Now, I'm going to cover some more of these. I have to get to the no's on the yeses as well as the yeses on the no's. Now, this is saying no on 56. Which also has something to do with schools. And they're saying that the reason why you're to vote no, it cheats schools out of $600 million a year to enrich health insurance companies and wealthy special interests. It stopped the special interest tax grab. We're going to have to do some more research on that because there's a yes on that, too. Why are they saying yes? Okay, it's saying yes on 57. It's dealing with public safety rehabilitation. That's what it says. Now, this is what it is written, why you should vote yes. Saves taxpayers tens of millions, keeps dangerous offenders locked up, avoids arbitrary prison releases, supported by law enforcement and crime victims. We're going to get deeper into that. And they're saying no on Proposition 61. And this is what they're saying. 61 could cost taxpayers millions in more bureaucracy and red tape, raise RX prices. Now, this is the prescription prices. And hurts veterans. Okay, it says join VFWCA, California Taxpayers Association, California Medical Association. They're saying vote no on 61. Now, 62, they're saying vote yes on 62. Prop 62 means brutal killers get health care privileges as taxpayer expense for life. No on 62, yes on 66 for victims. Vote 62 no, yes on 66. Now, yes on 66, let me find that. It's the death penalty procedures. Now, they didn't get deep into that on this handout here, Budget Watchdog. But others do, and they're saying no on 66, and they're saying yes on 66, the people that I just read. They're saying no on it because it speeds up death penalty procedures. Now, I want you to keep in mind, we have a proposition here that is going to help individuals when it comes to restitution. That was one of my issues that I discussed on Sobey. What happens to the victims? What losses are they paid for? Well, when you look at it, the only satisfaction they'll get out of it is that the person will go to jail. But they've had personal losses in addition to probably the loss of a life of a family one or a loved one. And there should be some restitution. But the person in jail can't pay no restitution. What they do is they give them a sentence to be in jail for whatever, and when they get out, they're on parole, and then they're supposed to work on paying restitution. Well, it's seen now that this didn't work, and that the people that were the victims never were compensated in a manner when there was money involved. Now, what these propositions are doing is trying to make sure that restitution is paid. And it's going to start being paid to these victims while that person is in prison. You see, many years ago, the prison system became a part of the stock market, which means there are investors. And our investors are asking and telling folk that they want to, you know, where's the money? When are we going to get a return on our investment? And in order for them to get a return on their investment, they have to have people in jail, working, making money. And now some of that money has to go to the victims for restitution. This is what they're trying to put together here. I'm going to talk more about that after the registration campaign. But it is very important that we understand these propositions. Now, as I said, I had intended on having some legal help, you know, and explaining some of these things, either calling in or coming here to the studio or whatever, pertaining some of these things. And we're having a problem with lawyers stepping up. I don't know if it's because they don't understand it themselves or don't want to be a part of busting the bubble of whoever put these propositions on record. I don't know. All I know is I've had a problem getting answers. They're not calling me back. But if Ocur, now I don't know what's happening with Ocur since David Glover passed. He was the head of Ocur for many, many years. But, and they were always active in the community pertaining to things that were important, especially when it came to jobs for individuals, things like that, training. Well, anyway, they support and show nonprofit corporations or have various different meetings that they invite experts in to explain things. And that's what occurred here, which was supposed to happen yesterday. And I thought I'd be able to come here today and tell you something that made sense. But I can't. I have to basically do what I'm doing and give you the information of others. Okay, I have a handout. Sondre Swanson. He's a Democrat for the State Assembly. I've known Sandy most of my life. A good 55 years. He's a good boy. That's what my mama used to call him. That's a good boy. She didn't want me to be around him at all. She said I'd mess him up. But anyway, that's another story. I happen to believe she was right. He's a good boy. I'm from the streets. I ain't seen him out there nowhere. I'm serious, nowhere. So he's always been on the good. Well, they have a flyer here. And Barbara Lee, Tony Thurman, Kevin DeLeon, Lonnie Hancock, Rob Bata, and Fiona Ma are all on this this particular propaganda thing that they sent out. And let me tell you what they're saying about these are the people that are supporting Sandy or Sondre Swanson. And these are the state ballot initiatives here. And they're telling you, like all of them, you know, take the form that they send you to the poll because they have a slate there. So let me give you their responses on the proposition. Yes, on 51, that's the school facilities bond. Yes, on 52. State hospital fees and Medi-Cal matching funds. No on 53. Revenue bonds statewide. We're going to get into that deeper. Yes on 54. And it's dealing with also printing and posting bills before passage. Okay, we have a lot of things that maybe we weren't properly notified about for us to really know what's happening, and then they go on and pass it. Well, I said that pertaining to people that are receiving public assistance. They don't tell you nothing. You wasn't registered to vote, and you wasn't getting out there voting, so you didn't hire none of them. So they'll sit back, since you're not helping them out at all, they'll sit back and talk about it and make a decision on their own based on what they have in front of them, not inviting you in at all, and it's pertaining to you. Okay. They said yes on 55. It's pertaining to tax extension to fund education and health care. They said yes on 56. That's the cigarette taxes. Now, that's another issue. They'll tax the cigarettes, but we're going to have to follow that money. Okay? Are they going to be putting that money toward health care and education? Okay, we still have to deal with that. They've raised the age limit to 21 again, I believe. You're going to have to be 21 to buy cigarettes. I have no problems with that because we have had an increase in our children smoking. But see, they still do the same thing they did when I was out there in the streets. If we wanted to get anything, cigarettes, alcohol, whatever, all we had to do was go to the in front of the liquor store, and whoever was standing in front of the liquor store, they're going to the liquor store and buy what we want. That's been going on for many years. In order to stop that, they had to stop people from standing in front of the liquor store. Okay. See, they weren't only standing in front of the liquor store and buying alcohol for those that were under 21. They was also selling them drugs. They didn't care how old you were. So, you know, they had to stop folks from standing in front of the liquor store. But it doesn't matter. They don't have to stand in front of the liquor store. There's still people that will buy alcohol for those that are under 21. That's probably going to always be. And cigarettes. Okay? That's probably going to always be. And now, I'm not certain about, okay, they're saying 21 to buy cigarettes. That means that you're going to have to now be 21 to buy those, what do they call them things they with the tobacco roll, and they be rolling it in weed? Them cigars, what they call them? Blunts. Oh, y'all got all kind of names out there for this stuff. And what I'm saying is you're going to have to be 21 to get that now. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to be. It was 18. I remember when they passed it and let you smoke for 18. And it was a big fight because of servicemen. And so they compromised. At least let them buy cigarettes at 18. But they still didn't pass the alcohol. You know, you had to be 21. But there was a big to-do some while back because of servicemen couldn't, they done gone and fought and everything. And they couldn't buy alcohol. Well, anyway, that's Proposition. They're saying yes on Proposition 56. Proposition 57, they're saying yes. Juvenile criminal proceedings and sentencing with rehabilitation. That's what they're saying 57 is. We're going to get deep into all of these. 58 is saying yes, allow bilingual education. I'll tell folks this. We messed up with bilingual. African Americans did. Okay? Some while back. I'll get into that later. Yes on 59. This is a campaign financed to mitigate Citizens United. We definitely going to have to get into that. Proposition 61, they're saying yes, that's the prescription drug price limits. We have to look at how they word these things also. Because sometimes they word it in a way that's confusing purposely to get you to vote a certain way. Proposition 62, they say yes on that. It abolishes the death penalty. I have no problems with abolishing the death penalty if they're going to keep them people in there that's that dangerous for the rest of their lives and work them. That's right. Work them, have them pay restitution to the people that they have messed with. That's why they went to jail. And they'll have some money on their books to take care of themselves while they're there to pay for them being there. See, right now it's costing billions of dollars for us to be housing these people in jail for I don't know how long. And when they do get out, if they get out, they can't get no job. So what's this restitution stuff? They're not going to get a job to pay restitution. So I don't know. All I know is they can abolish the death penalty if they're going to keep them there for the rest of their lives and make them work. Then everybody be happy, including those stockholders. Proposition 63. This is dealing with ammunition magazines, prohibits large capacity ammunition magazines. People were used to be able to go to a magazine and order guns, ammunition, and all that. They had to stop that because they found out that there were some folks, kids, that were buying guns and things that way. Proposition 64 is, they're saying yes on that, legalizing marijuana. We'll get deeper into that. They're saying no on Proposition 65, and that's the plastic bag one. It's just a phony plastic bag initiative. And we're going to have to get into that because we've been told that it's hard to get rid of the plastic bags. They want us to go paper or something. I have no problems with that, but I don't want them to tell us that it's going to prevent the problem, the plastic bag problem, when it really doesn't. They just have us voting on stuff. We're going to do some more research into that. Proposition 66, they're saying no on that. It's speed up death penalty procedures. Okay, we'll get a little deeper in that. Because now you're seeing that's the opposite of what we saw up here, abolishing the death penalty. And this one is speeding up death penalty procedures. I don't know how we're to think about that. Last but not least, Proposition 67, they're saying vote yes on it. That's also plastic bags. So, 65 and 67 are on plastic bags, and we need to do a little more research on that. Now, these are the Democrats that are saying that, those that are at the state level. Now, I have a different, the first one I read off to you some weeks back. They had no official position on 65 then. Now they're saying no. And look like, let's see, was 53 no? Yeah, it doesn't look like they've changed. Other than this particular handout I just read today says yes on 54, And the original Democratic position was saying no on 54. That's the tobacco. Now, I think those that are saying no on 54, okay. Looks like it there's some discrepancy here on the yeses and noes, and we will be going through that again. And because we need to look at this stuff. I don't know, like when I'm reading, when I read in the, you know, our stuff coming from the government, I can't read that legalese. So we're going to have to talk about these things. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Until we meet again, I love you.